leader.
Order, order.
Parliament's been adjourned this week, back on Tuesday at 2 p.m. The only activity in the House involving MPs was in Committee Room Number 2 on Thursday, when the Finance and Expenditure Committee met to hear the Reserve Bank Governor's monetary policy statement for June. Effectively, that's an update on the setting of the bank's base interest rate, known as the official cash rate, which the Governor, Graham Wheeler, announced earlier on Thursday he was dropping by a quarter of a percentage point, from 3.5% to 3.25%. The reason for this decision was the subject of this question from the committee's chairman and National's Hamilton East MP, David Bennett.
Governor, you've been very good in the past of signalling changes that you may have, and today's probably come as somewhat of a surprise to some people that hadn't been signalled in advance. Has there been any change in circumstances in recent months that have caused you to come to this conclusion today?
I don't think anyone in the markets was surprised that we produced a set of interest rate projections that involve a decline in the 90-day track. So I don't think anyone was out there saying, gee, we think the Reserve Bank will produce a set of forward projections that are unchanged from March. And the market had built in a 50 basis point cut over the next 12 months, and that's what our projections build in as well. So the issue was always going to be when will that process start and how much will the Reserve Bank lower its track by? So that's where the uncertainty was.
The last adjustment to the official cash rate was last July, when it was raised by the same amount as it went down on Thursday, prompting this question from Labor's finance spokesman, Grant Robertson.
I have to ask this, but do you think you got it wrong when you put it up last time?
No, I don't think so. And we've obviously given quite a lot of thought to that. But look, you know, when we started to raise rates last year, which was in March, and we did it March to July, the terms of trade for New Zealand were at a 40-year high. Migration was increasing. House prices were starting to rise, not just in Auckland, but in other parts of the country. And like a lot of other forecasters, we were anticipating that there would be an output gap that would be building up and would create inflationary pressures. What we didn't foresee, but I don't think any forecasters did, was that the price of oil would decline over 55% from June, and that dairy prices would fall 55%.
Grant Robertson then set out to probe the difference between Mr. Wheeler's analysts and the Reserve Bank and their counterparts across the terrace and the Treasury.
I mean, I guess on the dairy price end of things, I mean, there have been projections about global supply being, you know, outstripping demand for some time. And I think, you know, I mean, your forecast looking forward now effectively take that into account, whereas, you know, the government's books don't at the moment. And that's, as I see it, is the gap that's now being created between your projections and Treasury's projections.
Yeah, there is a difference between us on the current account deficit, between the Treasury and ourselves. They have a smaller current account deficit than we do.
The Reserve Bank Governor explained more about the intricacies of monetary policy setting in answer to this question from the Greens finance spokesman, Russell Norman.
In the past, what we did with the Reserve Bank of New Zealand is we said, don't worry about output or GDP, just focus on inflation. And we didn't even think much about financial stability. It wasn't really even discussed very much in the past because we didn't really think it was a big problem. It was all about inflation. Whereas now you've got these two things that you're trying to deal with. And I was trying to get at this last time we had this meeting, which is, do you weigh them up one against each other each time you do one of these things, or do you separate them in your mind? Because you know, you're doing monetary policy statements one month, and then the other quarter or whatever, you're doing financial stability reports. And it's like, when you're doing each of those things, are you thinking about the other, and are you trying to kind of compromise, or are you doing two independent functions, which you view yourselves as kind of, you've got to make two independent decisions, kind of unrelated? Because it goes to the heart of whether one regulator should be doing both of these functions, if you like.
No,
is that a fair question?
It's a very good question. And we think about a lot of things, about policies in terms of assignment issues. What's the objective of the policy, and what's the appropriate target? And to give an example, I mean, you know, if we're thinking about financial stability issues, We will think, in the case of the Auckland housing market, we'll think about the supply and demand side factors that are driving that market.
Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.